Now, have you bought some of those ubiquitous tubs of sweets for Christmas yet? What do you go for? Are you a quality street person, or roses, or celebrations, or heroes? Well, my next guest might have an influence on which one you put in your trolley if you haven't purchased already. Elaine Horan has been studying the contents of the tubs of sweets and has the latest data from the Irish Sweet Survey. Important information. Good afternoon, Elaine.
Hi, Ray. How are you?
Good to see you again.
Yeah,
it's
you
our
too.
Annual chat.
Yeah. Yes.
You are one of our Christmas traditions, Elaine. I don't know how you feel about that.
That's good. Yeah, keeps good. Me counting.
Yeah, great. So just remind us, you started doing this over 10 years ago.
2013, 11 years ago.
Why?
Just out of curiosity, I suppose. And that day there was 89 sweets in a tub of celebrations.
Right.
And then just in the years after that, I just did it in the interest of the public because it's very important research.
Yeah, it is very important
it
research.
Is. And they're decreasing year on year.
Yes, yes,
know.
Yeah. And I don't know if the word shrinkflation had even been coined in 2013.
No. Probably not.
Yeah.
I think we brought that into it. It really started to decrease from 2016 on.
Right.
Yeah.
And just for those people who don't know the definition of shrinkflation, it's you're paying the same price for less product.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's very obvious in these tubs of sweets, isn't it?
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
I was even reading an article there earlier, just doing my research.
Of course.
And some of the tins back in like 2003, now I know they were the tin tins, but they were 1.5 kg.
Right. Well, what are they now, those tubs?
550. So 550 grams.
So nearly a third of what they were.
Yeah.
Right. Can you still buy the tins?
You can buy the tin tins, yeah, for everything except for celebrations.
Right.
But they are 2.7 times the price and you only get about 30% more sweets. So they're not worth it. They're daylight robbery.
Unless you need the tin for something.
Yeah, like yeah.
You could need it for cables or
knitting,
children's miniature toys. The list
goes
on.
Yeah, yeah.
The list goes on.
Yeah, unless you wanted the tin.
Yeah, unless you wanted the tin.
Yeah.
They're not good value
Don't
for money.
Buy it. Yeah.
And then plastics, probably not great for the environment. I see one of the manufacturers have gone cardboard this year.
Well, yeah, I read about Quality Street. So I read that. So last year they introduced the paper wrappers.
They
were doing their bit for the environment. And then this year I read that they were introducing like a cardboard box, but I haven't seen it yet.
Okay.
So if anyone has seen it.
So what you do is in each of them, and we're, for the purposes of your Irish Sweet Survey, it's Cadbury's Roses, Heroes, Celebrations and Quality Street.
Yeah.
And you buy them and you take them out and you lay all the various sweets out in the line and count them.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And you need about an average of 6 tins tubs for the study.
Right.
Yeah.
I suppose the big question is, are the most popular sweets the ones that they're most of?
Are they represented
yes.
in the tub? No.
No.
No. So that's generally the case across all tins and tubs, that the people's favourite isn't represented as the majority sweet in the tub, we'll say.
Why is that, do you think?
Well, I said this to you last year, and I do think it's the same that if you finish your favourite sweet, we'll say Maltesers, there's only like 4 of them in your celebrations.
Yes.
You might be more likely to open another tin, buy another tin.
Oh, I see.
Not sure, but
so
yeah.
It's strategic on their part.
Yeah.
It could be that the favourite ones are the most expensive either.
Yeah, also that.
And we're at the end of a year where both dairy and cocoa prices went through the roof. Now they've settled back down a bit, but it means that it was more expensive to make the sweets this year.
Yeah. Yeah, and they have increased the prices of the tubs.
Right, where do you want to go first? You've roses there in front of you.
Yeah, so I can start. So roses are the worst. Okay.
The worst in what respect?
So basically all tubs have 550 grams except Quality Street come out better with 600 grams.
Okay.
Okay. But in terms of sweet numbers, roses are the worst. They have 51 sweets.
51 sweets
51
in a tub.
Sweets.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's only one less than last year, so not too bad. It's 10.5% less than 2022, and it's a massive 29.2% less than 2016.
Right, so that's touching on a third, and the price hasn't changed.
No, the price is actually more this year. So last year, I know you could, in some places, you could randomly get a tub for $2.99, but generally $3.99. This year, I won't mention any retailers, but they're $5. And then if you use, you know, your club card, whatever, you might get them for $4.50. I think other places were doing deals for $3 for a tenner if you were lucky.
Yes.
But yeah, so it has gone up in price as well.
So 51 sweets. Now, what's the most popular roses? Do you know?
The most popular roses from the survey I did a couple of years ago
yes.
was your general dairy milk.
Oh, yeah.
So just your general dairy milk sweet. And then the Golden Barrel. Okay. So that would have your caramel.
I'm a Golden Barrel man myself, yes.
Yes.
And are they, how many of them, of the 51 sweets are?
So the distribution is very poor in Roses.
Is it?
Yeah.
Right.
I actually did a count there for research purposes.
I love this. It's like the election all over
it
again.
It is. Let's see. So
the first count from the Roses box.
The Golden Barrel had 6 in it.
Right.
And the dairy milk actually had 6 as well. So not too bad in that count. But
and what type of sweet was had the most?
What type of sweet had the most? Actually, the orange. The Roses orange, which I don't think are people's favourites.
No, no.
Yeah. So there you go with that one. Not great.
No, it's difficult to understand, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's difficult to understand.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's
Roses. I'd love to be coming on saying great things.
Yeah. Heroes. Well, heroes.
Heroes, okay. So
now these are Cadbury's. So there's you've Twirl, yep, and Cream Eggs and Crunchy Bits and Whisper and Dinky Deckers. So they're all sweets fashioned on popular Cadbury's,
yeah,
bars. Yes.
So generally, there'd probably be the least left in that tub, you know, if it was left out, because there's most of the sweets are.
Oh, they'd be the most popular,
yeah,
of all the brands, do you think? Yeah.
Well, Celebrations as well.
Yes.
So it's kind of a toss up. But yeah, I was actually calling these miniature heroes up until a week ago. They're only called Heroes since 2002, which I didn't realise. They were introduced as miniature heroes, and then
they just dropped the miniatures.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they so they have gone up actually this year. So there was 59 sweets last year, 61 this year.
Right.
2 sweets, that's 6.5%.
Yeah.
But since 2016, when the big drops
have happened
since, it's a 15% drop since then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not the worst.
What's the most popular then, Hero, do you think?
Hero, again, you have like the crunchy,
yes,
and just the regular dairy milk as well, and the caramel.
Yeah. Now, I'm lucky when it comes to Heroes, because I think my favourite is probably not very popular with other people.
Fudge.
No. The Dinky Decker.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Not a fan.
You just grimaced there.
I know. Yeah, not a fan. Now, would be eaten, but not first.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the fudges are, I know I said this last year, the least favoured across the board, but then you had people texting in saying they were their favourites.
Yeah, favorite, no, we had a lot of fudge people.
Yeah, yeah.
Give me the Roses orange sweet all day long, says Carl.
Hmm.
I think they're trialling the cardboard box in England only, says Malachy. That's on the Quality Street cardboard box. So what's the divvy out of various flavours in Heroes?
In Heroes, it's fair. So Cadbury, so Roses and Heroes are fairly equal in their distribution.
Right.
Although the worst is they've only 3 twirls in that. So remember last year it was like you either got 5 twirls or you got 2 twirls and 2 bars.
Yes.
This year they've completely decreased the amount of twirls and increased the amount of eclairs.
I like an eclair.
Do you like an eclair?
That's the toffee with the chocolate in the middle.
Yeah.
I probably shouldn't eat them from my teeth. Celebrations. Now, people can't understand. You see, I'm an outlier, I think, because my favourite in Celebrations is the Bounty.
Yeah, I saw you did, or there was a poll on 2FM. And
was there?
Bounty
we're
was
we're
the
Radio
favorite.
1.
Oh, sorry.
they're across the way.
Sorry. But Bounty was the favourite on that one. Yeah, which I found shocking. Yeah.
I tell you what it comes from. It comes from a time when, back in the 70s, when we didn't have a lot and coconut was exotic.
Mm.
And it sort of was a window into a world that we'd never experienced.
Yeah.
And so Bounty was that sweet.
And now we have coconut trees in Ireland.
There you go.
So in terms of Celebrations or commiserations, it's commiserations, but they have the most sweets per tub.
Do they?
Yeah, 63.
Okay.
Now that's down 6% from 67 sweets last year.
Okay.
And it's down 23% from 82 sweets in 2016.
Can I just ask you before we let you go?
Yeah.
Elaine Horne, who conducts the Irish Sweet Survey every year, what do you buy?
I buy them all. No, I don't. But I would probably always go for Heroes and Celebrations.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Let's look at the positives of the smaller packages of sweets. Less temptation to eat so many, no extra cost. Win-win all around, says Pauline. Positive note. Thank you. Elaine Horne, we'll talk to you next year.
Yep.
Yeah. Enjoy your Christmas. Happy Christmas.
Happy
Bye.
Christmas. Bye. Bye.